recording now. We're recording right now.
Right now?
Right now. We started right now. Yes, right fucking now.
All
right. All right.
We're back.
We are back.
You missed us.
Yeah.
All 30 of you.
We were gone for the weekend.
Yeah, I went camping. Sorry.
Yeah.
Couldn't do a 3-hour this weekend. Went to Bear Lake. Partied it up.
Yeah.
Drank like it was my job.
Well, and I got drunk on Thursday. So drunk that I was actually hungover until Sunday.
That's pretty fucking drunk.
Yeah, dude.
For your age.
Yeah.
I mean, to be hungover that long for your age is like, that's pretty drunk.
It was pretty brutal.
Yeah.
It was.
Did you pass out? Did you get blackout drunk?
Thursday? You were there.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
You were that, from that night.
Yeah.
I have no concept of time. Those of you who have listened to us for a while now know this about me. I have no concept of time. Thursday could have been Tuesday, for all I fucking know. Yeah, I guess I was there. You kept flipping me the bird. Every time I looked at Dylan, he was giving me the finger. I mean, like, all fucking night long. He just, with this like, pissed off little boy face. He was, like giving me just the total stink eye.
Little boy face.
Well, you know how, like that's how you looked to me.
Yeah.
As you were flipping me the bird.
Right.
Like the angry little kid. Flipping me off. You know, you just had that kind of scrunched up fucking young face.
It's all part of the joke. People don't, I mean, most people don't really get it. As a matter of fact, I think probably only Nick would get that joke. Because,
I get it now.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you didn't get it at the time because I didn't fucking explain it to you, but like...
No, I just thought you really hated me, and this was the truth coming out because you were that drunk. I'm like, my fucking...
Right.
My co-host really does hate me. He hates me. He's setting me up to go to prison.
Yeah.
He's coaxing me on to say things I don't really even fucking mean.
And when he's his drunkest is when he's his most truthful.
Right.
So he's standing outside flipping me off. No, that wasn't the case. I just fucking... I just like flipping
God,
people off.
I hope
off.
Not.
No, of course
you just
not.
Just like flipping people off.
I just love flipping people off. It's so one of Dylan, my favorite things to do.
So Dylan texts me 3 days later. He texts me on Sunday. He's like,
no, it was Saturday.
Was it Saturday that
it
he
was
texted
Saturday.
Me? All right, a couple of days later. And he's like, dude, I feel like I did something awful that night. It's just because he couldn't remember any of it because he gets to a point where
it's gone.
It's gone. He doesn't remember anything for the next 3 hours. He gets out to blackout drunk, and then everything he does for the next 3 hours till the point where he passes out, he doesn't remember it. So, but he wakes up feeling like he did something bad. And he texted me, and he's like, dude, whatever I did. He goes, I'm assuming I did something bad, and whatever it was, I'm sorry. And I said, no, it was no big deal. You didn't really do anything. You just, every time I looked at you, you flipped me the bird.
Well, it was at that fucking point. Like, I'm at that fucking point where if I wake up and I have a hangover, like, I know how that hangover feels, that blackout hangover. If I wake up and I feel that, I assume that I hurt somebody.
Right.
I assume I did.
Hurt some feelings.
Yeah. Yeah, I would never, like, punch anybody.
No, you're
and
not
even
violent.
Even if I did, it wouldn't do anything.
You're not violent.
But,
You just get a little, what's the word? Belligerent.
I'm just an asshole. Yeah.
Belligerent. Little belligerent.
Yeah, I do get belligerent.
That's cool, though, man. That's all right. I love you anyway. You're still my co-host, man. It's cool.
Apparently,
actually, I was laughing every time he did it to me. I was laughing. But, you know, I did think about it the next day. I was like, God damn, he really hates me. Every time I looked at him, he was flipping me the bird.
Come on, we were fucking driving around that whole day together.
Yeah.
And drinking and fucking... Well, okay. We weren't driving, but we were drinking.
We were passengers, but we were drinking all day.
Yeah.
We went up to the Uintas.
To the mountain range.
Yeah, and just looked at the natural beauty.
Yeah.
This time of year.
Fucking drinking beer and gin and shit all day.
All day.
And then we get back, and then we go straight into tequila and gin.
Mm-hmm.
So we're drinking gin with tequila side by side.
Yeah.
And first of all, you and I have discussed this multiple times. We can't mix.
Right.
If we mix, that's a recipe for disaster.
Because
you get belligerent too. You just don't get that drunk very often.
Yeah, and the only reason I didn't get stupid that night is I drank water in between shit.
I know,
and
right?
Also, I had a large pizza with extra mushrooms, if you know what I mean. And I think that kept me sober.
Right.
All that
right.
dough, if you know what I mean. Sobered me right up. So I was in a great mood all fucking night. I was etheric, man. I was one with the universe because of that pizza.
Right.
With all those mushrooms.
Meanwhile, I'm standing outside in my shorts, flipping people off.
Oh, goddamn. I'm like standing in the kitchen. I'm talking to my one buddy, Chase, who was on the podcast. A couple of our snippets feature Chase and John.
Yeah, yeah.
And so he came over for the party that night. And I'm standing in the kitchen, and we're just, like, doing shots and laughing and talking. And all of a sudden, I hear this bang on the fucking glass. And I look over, and it's Dylan standing outside just flipping me the bird with this look on his face like, I fucking hate you. Why does everybody love you? You're as big of an asshole as me, and everyone loves you. Fuck you. That was purely the energy I got from you.
You know, that could have been the truth.
I really think it was. That's what that was. Dude, I'm empathic as fuck. I'm a goddamn cancer. I feel people. And I think that was like, there was like this little bit of, why does my family love you, you piece of shit? You're an asshole. You're a bigger asshole than me. And everyone loves you. Yeah. I hate you. Fuck you.
There might be a glimmer of truth, but here's the thing though. Blackout Dylan is the only Dylan that cares about that.
I know, dude. I
Sober
know.
Dylan doesn't give a fuck about who likes who or who loves who or who's more popular. Sober Dylan doesn't get, actually most of Dylan, Illicit Chemical Dylan, Light Buzz Dylan, only Wine Tonight Dylan doesn't give a fuck about any of that. It's Blackout Dylan that gets
That's
weird
not
about
you.
Shit.
That's not you.
Yeah, of course not.
That's not you at all, man. I wouldn't be doing a show with you.
Right.
If that was the real
if I was a cunt.
You. And then, but then he explains to me, he's like, oh, dude, that's just this joke I play with my brother. And he does. I mean, him and his brother are really brutal towards each other in a brotherly way. Mm. You know how siblings get. You have them. If you don't, you're missing out on, you know, the angst. and after you pointed that out, I took it as a compliment.
Right.
I was like, oh, we've reached brother
status.
And that's
how you should have taken it.
And I did.
Exactly. Good, 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 good.
That's how I take it now. As we're talking about this.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, we've reached brother status.
Yeah, brother
we're
status.
We're no longer just good friends. He loves me to the point of hating me.
Right.
And that's when he's really drunk.
That's a very positive thing
for
a male relationship. Is
it
you
means
have to
we're
hate
family
the people
now.
You love.
We're
you have to.
Yeah.
Yeah. And me and my little brother are brutal. I mean, we're fucking downright mean, but we just laugh at it.
Right.
Because it's just like, we know we're being brutal. We know we don't actually feel that way. If anybody ever fucking fucked with my brother, I'd be killing him. I'd kill him.
Yeah. That would be like one of the few things that could get you violent.
Exactly.
Because you're not.
Mm-hmm.
You're
that
not.
Probably is the only thing. Unless I had a girl, but I don't. So that's like the only thing.
Well, you had a girl.
I had one.
You had one for years.
Yeah.
And she tortured you and beat the fuck out of
you.
Yeah,
she shit inside of my heart.
Dude, she actually got physically abusive towards you.
Oh, I know. It was brutal.
You told me that the one night. Because I made a joke. I was like, she used to slap you around? And he was like, yeah. And I said, no, really? She used to hit you? And he goes, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
I'm like, oh my God, I never knew.
Oh my God, my ex was so violent. She used to beat the fuck out of me, dude. She used to beat the fuck out of me. And I would never fight back, obviously, but because I'm a goddamn gentleman.
No, because we don't do that.
Right, of course not.
We don't fucking hit chicks.
Right, of course, of course.
We don't do it. And no matter how crazy they fucking are, we just leave. Like, get away from me. Just leave. And we run if we have to.
Girls are crazy.
They
well,
can get.
A lot of them.
Well, she drank. Mm-hmm. You know, you guys were always hammered when that happened.
True.
It was never sober.
No, it was never a
never
sober thing.
Never sober.
Actually, there was one time, but it wasn't very severe.
Mm.
But
anyway,
most
so yeah,
of the time it was.
So
we were drinking, yeah.
You had 3 years of a relationship that was a little rough.
Yeah.
So hey, totally explainable why you don't have a girlfriend right now.
Mm-hmm.
And that just ended what, like 6 months ago?
No, we're getting close to a year.
Getting close
next
to
month
a year,
is
now?
A year.
Okay.
Next
so
month.
You're probably getting a little ready.
Oh my God. Yes.
Yeah, you're getting ready. Dude, I keep saying, man, like, every time we do this podcast, I'm saying we need to go cougar hunting for you.
Dude, I was actually, I was just
we need
about
to do
that,
bro. We need to do that, like, really soon. We'll go to the wine cellar. I'll be your wingman, like
yeah,
I said.
Yeah.
I'll take the fat one. No problem.
Yeah.
We'll get you a nice older woman
that can restore
your faith.
Maybe she's going back to school.
In relationships.
Yeah. No,
yeah,
I'm
maybe
down
she's
with
going
that.
Back to school. Maybe she's just really rich and wants some dick.
Yeah.
Perfect.
We'll find
one for
collecting
you.
Alimony checks.
Yeah, she's hot. She hits the fucking gym every day. She got great genetics.
Right.
Her kids are like old as you. They're out of the house. They're not a fucking issue. We gotta do it.
I know.
I'm getting excited about the fat friend for myself, to be honest. I'm like, hey, let's fucking go do this.
I've heard fat girls get better head. I don't know, but I've heard.
They do because you're mean about it. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Because oh you're mean about it.
Because you just grab them by the back of the head and you just fuck their face because they're fat. And you don't respect them.
Gobble it.
Oh,
gobble it
God.
Like the turkey.
You just want to punish their fat asses. I'm kidding. I'm joking. God damn it. You should know me by now. Don't judge me.
You're fat shaming, Devin.
I know.
Oh, what's up, Seth?
I am kidding, guys.
So what the fuck was I going to say? Oh, okay. So I've talked about this on the podcast before. You know that dating app I've talked about, Tinder?
Yeah.
So on the dating app Tinder, you can change the age. You can change the age range that you want to find when it searches for people who also have Tinder accounts.
Yeah, pick 30 to 50.
That's what I did. I did that today.
Nice.
So what I did was what I've been doing with Tinder is 18 to 35. Because, like, yeah, I could date a 35-year-old. And even if I just wanted to, like, date one, I think I could date a 35-year-old.
Hmm.
Like, for real.
Yeah.
Because I've only ever dated girls that are older than me.
You're way old for your age, mentally.
Except for the alcoholism. But,
hey, you just gotta find a girl that likes to get all twisted with you.
Yeah.
Or
is good at getting me not to drink.
Or at least gets drunk enough so she can put up with you.
There you go. There you go.
One or the other.
That's the key. So I'm looking for an old alcoholic with kids. No, I'm just kidding. So on fucking Tinder, that's how I have it set. But then today I was like, you know what? I'm going to look this up. I'm gonna try this. I'd try a new thing. So I set the age range between 35 and 48, I think. Which is crazy because I'm 22 years old. And I'm going to try and, like I was saying, 48 is as old as I will go. Which is probably not even true. I'd probably fuck a couple of 50-year-olds.
Dude, hot is hot. Hot is fucking
right, exactly.
Hot. Period. Is hot. Age doesn't matter. It's how they took care of themselves.
Fuck Octomom. Who cares?
If they're fucking hot, they're hot.
Right.
And age, fuck age. Who cares?
And so, yeah, I was flipping through that, and man, it's a whole different world on this dating app, this fucking Tinder thing.
Wait, hold on. When I say if they're hot, they're hot and fuck age, we're talking about old chicks, all right? I'm not, you know, obviously,
obviously
they got to be 21 or older.
Well, for you.
Yeah.
I would do 18.
I would fuck an 18-year-old, but I would feel like a dirty old man.
Yeah.
And I would ask for ID. I would have to know. You know what I mean? If there's any question, if she looks young, if she looks 18, I want to see fucking ID.
Yeah.
Because chances are she's fucking not. She's 17 or some shit.
Not a risk you can take.
No, God, no, no. I want them to be, at the very minimum, I want them to be 21.
Right. And typically, like, that's kind of how I feel about it, too, because I want to be able to drink.
Yeah, we're talking about old chicks. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it goes one way, not the other way. I understand the clarification.
Anyway, continue. I'm sorry.
Yeah. But yeah, it's a whole different world looking through those little profiles.
Because
the 18 to 35-year-old girls, most of the time you only see like 18 to 26. That's the most I ever see.
Mm-hmm.
And goddamn, those girls are dumb. Whew. Jesus Christ. They just say the most vapid, uninteresting shit in the world.
Word of the day is vapid.
You love that word.
I love it.
Vapid is a good word. I found a new word today, but I forgot what it was. It was glib. Glib is a good word, but I can't remember the definition. It's like
can you spell
superficially
it?
Insincere. G-L-I-B.
Okay. And it's superficially insincere.
Yeah, so like on the face of it, you're sincere about it, but it's like it's all for show.
My mother.
Okay.
My mother is glib.
She's very glib.
Very glib.
There you
go. I can't tell my mother any good news because she just makes me feel like it's worthless.
Oh, that's not... Well, I mean...
Oh, she shows.
That's another...
But I feel it. I feel the truth. Okay.
I see what you're saying.
But on the surface, she's like, oh, that's nice, Devin. Oh,
okay,
that's
bye.
Great. I gotta go.
I gotta just get totally, back to my slot machines.
Yeah, totally fucking superficial, fake...
Yeah.
Acts like she's into what you're saying, but she just can't wait to get off the phone.
Ultimately doesn't care.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
That's my mother. That's glib.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Glib. It's a good word. I was happy about it.
Thank you for teaching me that.
Yeah, no problem.
I'm going to use it.
I'm an English major.
I'm going to be like, Mom, why you got to be so fucking glib? And she'd be like, what does that mean? I'd be like, you're smart. Look it up, bitch. And I'll fucking hang up on her.
God, it's just such a change in, like, attitudes. Because, like, you look at the girls and they're like, oh, my God, I just want an adventure, and I have this car, and I want to fucking do this, I want to do that. And, like, that's what they say. And then you look at, the 35 to 48, and they're like, you know, I'm just me. I'm fucking me. I've been working for a while. I love my kids. And, yeah, if you want to talk to me, go ahead. If you don't, whatever. I just think it's so funny, the two different age groups.
You need an older woman.
Yeah, no, because the second one was way more attractive.
Yeah.
I hate the, I just want to go on an adventure. I love adventures. I love to have fun.
Yeah,
because we know you love to have fun. It's not news that people love to have fun.
Especially girls.
Jesus Christ.
Girls want to have fun.
What does that even mean? Oh, girls just want to have fun.
It means exactly what it says.
We get it.
They just want to have fun.
Who doesn't want to have fun?
You can get any girl you want if you're fun enough. And I'm living proof of that.
I would love to meet a girl that hates fun. I would love... Actually, I would
love
to...
You had one. You just got out of a fucking relationship with a girl.
She liked fun. She just liked fun that wasn't funny.
Oh, gotcha.
She hated humor to the max, but she loved fun.
Oh. Well, to me, humor and fun go hand in hand.
Right, exactly. That's how I
have a hard time differentiating.
Yeah. But what is... Well, I mean, what do they even mean by fun? Like, or adventure. What do you mean by adventure? Are we going to go fucking discover a new planet together?
Am I going to discover the G-spot?
Is that an adventure?
No, adventure is go do something new together. That's all that means.
See,
something you haven't done. Step outside of your comfort zone. Just pick up and go to some freaking town that you've never been to. Like, you know what I mean? Just take a vacation.
Just go. That's what they mean by adventure.
I think adventure is just doing something new. Something a little out of your comfort zone.
Then fucking say that, because adventure is old hat. It's fucking hack to say adventure. Adventure sounds like you want to go team up with some dwarves and slay a fucking dragon. That's what an adventure
is. That's how you filter it.
But that's what an adventure is.
Well, we've been programmed by Lord of the Rings and Skyrim.
See, you don't look at a movie like Superbad and say that's an adventure.
I do. I do, because back in the day that was our adventure.
I would call it an experience. I would call it a crazy night, but I wouldn't call it an adventure.
Life is an adventure. Everything you do could be looked upon as adventure. In my book. See, you're filtering that word through your own psyche. In my psyche, everything is an adventure. When I go to the fucking store in a different part of town, that's a fucking adventure.
Okay.
It is.
See, to me that sounds like the misuse of the word, and that's why I have a contention with it. Because like when people say, oh fuck, that's amazing. You know what I mean? Like, you don't just say amazing for anything. Amazing is amazing.
Adventure could be putting two fingers in her ass. All right? Something new.
Yeah.
Something new. An adventure. Something new and where anything could happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's my adventure to all the ladies. Let's find my prostate. Let's make that our adventure.
I just threw that out there. It could be bringing a dildo into the bed. That could be adventurous, all right? Maybe nothing's going in her ass. You know, maybe it's, you know, it could be a dildo.
No, I said my prostate.
Maybe you put fucking chocolate sauce on your dick that night.
Yeah.
That was adventurous.
Adventurous.
That's all. Okay. Something new.
I just got to change my mind's definition of adventurous.
Something new and exciting. That's all an adventure is.
All right. I still don't like it because every single girl says it, but.
Well, I think that's great that they're adventurous. Think of the possibilities.
I just like unique.
All right. That's cool.
Let's do something unique. Let's do something
different.
Because every single girl, I'm not fucking with you about this. Every single girl between the ages of 18 to 25 lives in Utah wants to go on an adventure.
Right. And to me, it all comes through as they want to get freaky in the bed. To me, if I saw a girl of that age say she wants to be adventurous, yeah. She wants the 12-inch fucking dildo in the bedroom with two fingers in her ass. She wants to be fucking adventurous. That's what I get out of it.
Okay.
I get that they want to be adventurous.
Okay.
Yeah, they want to be little freaks. And then they get to a certain age, they've already done all that shit, and now they just want, you know, a guy that they can really carry on the conversation.
Oh, Jesus.
Did you not turn your phone off? It's right behind your laptop.
Fucking kidding me, Dylan?
You know, you want to fucking slap me across the face when I do that shit.
Jesus Christ.
Now that I think of it, let me turn off my phone so I don't get slapped in the face after saying that.
I am so sorry to the listeners.
No, I do it all the time. I just got to give you shit. Because the last time it was my phone, you were like, you fucker.
Let me turn my shit down right now.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's kind of what I've been doing.
No, I think that's great, and I think we need to go cougar hunting. I think we need to go... Yeah, remember that one night we went out, and I had that big fat chick, that big fat redhead all over me?
Yeah, she
loved
you.
That was a great night. Didn't we have fun?
Yeah, it was fun. It was way fun.
Yeah, we got to do that again. We don't fucking go out enough, but you're so busy.
Yeah, I know.
With your job and your school, and you know, and then we do this podcast, so it's...
Right. No, seriously, I'm gone. I leave the house at 7 o'clock in the morning, and I usually don't get home until about 9 every day. Every single day. I literally spend all of my time at home in my bed, and I'm either sleeping or doing something that I try to spin as productive.
Right.
It's brutal. It's fucking hard. But I got that young, spry, 21-year-old energy, 22. I'm 22 now, that I got to take advantage of. So
yeah,
that's what I do. That's what I do. Unfortunately, I have no idea how to transfer that into picking up ladies because I never was good at that, and I never learned how. Because, dude, I was a fucking nightmare in high
school.
Nobody
fucking teaches us.
No, it's true.
Nobody teaches us, man. It's trial and error
for men. I was so fucking bad in high school.
Yeah, there's not too many.
I was a skinny little shit. Like a shit skinny. With like no facial hair, which is apparently important to most girls in my age bracket right now. Still don't have much. I'm trying. But, you know, I can only like try to stimulate my follicles on my face so much before it just doesn't do anything, and it never does. Hasn't done anything for a long time, so that's all I got really. And the girls that I'm going after in my age bracket are all looking for dudes that are your age. They want to go on adventures with dudes your age.
I told you that.
I know.
Last podcast.
I know.
That a switch happens. Right. When you're younger, you hook up with older. When you're older, all of a sudden, you start hooking up with younger.
But what doesn't make any fucking sense to me about that, though, is that I go to parties all the time, and there's a couple of... And there are most of the guy, almost everybody's my age at these parties. And, like, the oldest person there would be, like, 25.
All right.
And they're hooking up with girls all the time. And I don't know, like, what they did to get to that point.
Because they're douchebags.
Yeah, see, that's not. Just weird. That's just
chicks,
weird.
Chicks that are young... Okay. A girl, and, you know, I'm going to get a lot of haters for saying this, but it seems like, from my observation, that young girls that hook up with guys their own age, they're after the douchebags.
Mm.
The guys that it's all about having the big, heavy gauge, you know, the big loop in their fucking ear.
Yeah, the whole
they're
thing.
They're covered in fucking tattoos. They wear certain brands. Mm. They wear a certain baseball hat. It's all about this fake bullshit plastic image that these douchebags portray,
right?
And these young dumbass cunts, they fucking go for that shit. All right,
I just want to know
you can't
why,
be the
though.
Douchebag because the vast majority of mankind is all fucked up in the head. All right,
it's just ineffable.
They just want
to
get dick, and these fucking douchebag guys, they're good for that. That's all they're good for.
But
I'm
good
great
for that
for it,
though. See, but
they can't hang with your conversation before and after the dick, and then they get all weirded out. These younger girls, they like hanging out with douchebags because they can feel like they match them or maybe they can control them. Because chicks are usually smarter than guys. And I threw you a bone, ladies. I just threw you a bone. You are. You're usually a lot
you just
smarter.
Just dumb cunts. But yeah.
Well, you're dumb cunts because you're going for douchebags. All right? But in truth, you're actually smarter and you're manipulative and you want to control people. So you go after these douchebags with the big dick and the tattoos. You know, how long is that going to fucking last? You know, whatever. You know. And if you haven't lived it, you will. It's all good. You got to do what you got to do.
No, I got you.
I think you're just way too deep and intelligent and intellectual, and some chicks just can't hang with that shit, or they just don't want to until they get to be like 30.
Ah.
And then they've been with the douchebags, and they realize that the douchebags are nothing but a fucking tattoo on a goddamn Harley, and they're worthless.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part.
Here's my other question, though. I'm going to be a deep fucking 40-year-old, though. So, I mean, why does that switch happen? Just because I'm older?
Because of all the bullshit deadbeat dads out there creating all these young women with daddy issues. And it's rampant. It's out of control.
It's rampant. It's running rampant. It's pandemic.
It is.
Yeah.
There's so many girls out there have low self-esteem and daddy issues because their dad was a douche. See? Prime example, okay? Young woman hooks up with douchebag with a bunch of tattoos and a fucking headband, and he's wearing the right hat, and he's wearing DC shoes or whatever the fuck they're into for that season. Whatever fad they're fucking, you know, getting wet over at the time. The guy fits the mold. He shops at the right stores. You know what I'm saying? He puts the right fucking vinyl graphics on his fucking Honda Civic. Yeah. Whatever.
He puts that one of the kid that pisses on shit.
All the meaningless douchebag shit that fucking young girls are attracted to. So then they actually hook up and get married to the douchebag. And then after 10 years, they're fucking miserable. And they realize, oh, gee, maybe I shouldn't have went for the douchebag covered in fucking tattoos. Because that's all he had going for him. Because he had nothing between his fucking ears. And then they wake up. Then they want a guy like you.
Gotcha.
If the girl has any brains... Some women are just white fucking trash, and they stay with the douchebag for their whole life, and they're perfectly happy with that.
Right.
But you don't want that girl.
No.
Right.
I'd fuck that girl.
Well, you better bag it. Because the douchebag that she's with sleeps around.
And he doesn't bag it.
He don't bag it.
No.
No, that's why he's got 10 kids from 10 different fucking chicks.
Yeah. There you go.
And he doesn't take care of any of them. Do we know? Come on, we've all lived on this planet. We know what the fuck I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And there's a girl out there listening to this going, you damn right, Devin, you damn right. That fucking douchebag.
She's eating ice cream, watching Eat, Pray, Love.
Hopefully she's on the fucking treadmill. And douchebag's out of her life, and she raised that kid. And the kid's got a brain because she raised him, and she kicked the fucking douchebag to the curb, and now she's getting her shit together. Because I know a lot of them.
Males suck.
We do.
Right?
We fucking suck. God I'm telling damn. You, most of us really fucking do. But I don't think it's man or woman. I think it's just humanity.
Yeah,
I think it's the planet. I think we've all been, you know, especially now more than ever, because of all the retarded programming that the ruling elite, they want you to be as stupid and as retarded as possible so you're easier to manage and easier to control.
True that.
I mean, I think we're really getting hit from all sides here. But yet, I know a lot of girls that, you know, they got their head on right, man. They don't put up with douchebags. But then even the girls that I think have their head screwed on right, I see them on Facebook. All of a sudden, the guy they were in love with, oh, gee, I was taking care of your kids, and you've been fucking this fat cow. You know how they get all fucking vindictive? Well, they should be. And they get all bitter, and they totally blow them up on Facebook, like so-and-so.
Mm-hmm.
I was watching so-and-so's kids. Meanwhile, he was out banging this fat cunt.
Mm-hmm.
And so even the girls that have their heads on straight, they still get suckered in by these douchebag motherfuckers mm-hmm. that are all about bravado. Oh, look at me. Oh, caveman. Guess what? You don't want a caveman, girls. You don't fucking want a caveman. Because they're cavemen.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Not a whole lot going on upstairs.
They're used to clubbing a girl over the head.
Yeah.
Dragging her back to the cave.
Yeah. Yeah. And half of my fucking guy friends are fucking cavemen. They're fucking douchebags. I'll hang out, I'll drink with them. You know, I'll even whoop some ass for them. Mm. But they're fucking douchebags. And I call them douchebags to their fucking faces.
Yeah.
Because that's how I roll.
Oh, fuck, I can't even. Ugh.
You're a fucking douchebag. Not you.
No,
but
no,
I'll fucking
I'm,
look
I'm,
at them.
Right.
I'll look them dead in the face and say, you need to step up your game. You are an Olympic level fuck up. All right? And they just sit there and they take it from me. They're like, yeah, Devin, you're right. You're right. But I'm like, no, but nothing.
You're an asshole.
You're a fucking douche. Fucking step up your game.
Well,
yeah,
there you go.
I will. I will. And then we do a bunch of shots. We move on.
Yeah, and then suddenly, like, you can communicate with them on their level. And you're like, wow, that's how you think. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I have to numb my brain to talk to you.
Dude, I got friends, every time I talk to them, I lose IQ points.
Mm.
Every time they fucking open their mouth, I get a little
though.
Bit dumber. I tell them to go away. Get the fuck away from me, dude. You're lowering my IQ point by point the more you fucking talk. Just shut up.
It's amazing what people can get themselves caught up in. It's incredible. And Facebook is, I mean, we talk about Facebook so much on this fucking podcast, but Facebook is such a perfect example of this. And there was actually... What?
We're not talking about Facebook per se. We're talking about other people
being assholes and idiots.
It could be Facebook. It could be MySpace.
Well,
it could be
just
the
how
telephone.
I discover it.
Right. It could be, exactly.
Right.
So it's not like we're talking about Facebook.
That's
we're talking about other people.
Yeah,
we just happen to be experiencing them through Facebook.
Exactly. Exactly.
So yeah, I just wanted to make you feel better about that.
I gotcha.
We're not actually talking about Facebook.
But fuck, man. I'm friends with this person just for the laughs, just for the... I think I've talked about this before.
Yeah.
That I just, like, I can't be you, so I need to stay friends with you for the rest of my life.
Right.
On Facebook, so I can just... You can lay out a list of everything I can't become.
Right.
And they're just... And, oh, my God. She just recently got engaged. And I just can't believe the shit that they do on publicly. Like, they fill my feed up. They fill my Facebook feed up with... Hey, how you doing, boo? To each other, like on each other's Facebook walls. What are you doing?
Yeah. No, you know what that is.
That's them bragging.
Yeah. Both of them are so fucking insecure that they need to strut the fact that they have a companion in front of the world.
Right.
Those are the ones that last 3 months, 6 months to a year max. The dumb fucking cunt ends up getting knocked up by the douchebag. That's exactly what I'm talking about.
She's already had a kid.
Oh, she'll have three. I'm telling you. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I got a girl. She's a friend of mine. She's on her third fucking kid from a third guy.
Yeah.
And every time she gets a new man, oh, she parades him on Facebook. And then it lasts 6 months.
Yeah.
And then she's alone looking for a new man so she can have a fourth fucking kid. Ooh, nightmare fucking girl. And she's cute as fuck. But now she's getting fat because she's on her third kid. She's getting fat. She'll probably snack back, be all hot again. And, you know, douchebag will leave. And then she'll go looking for a new douchebag that wears the right clothes.
That's just amazing to me.
Yeah.
How God, does that
mankind
exist?
Just fucking sickens me. You really fucking do. All of mankind. You just fucking... I don't know why I care so much. I don't know why I get on this goddamn microphone and try to spout some goddamn common sense to you motherfuckers, because are you even fucking worth it? I mean, goddamn it. It's 2014. Get your fucking heads out of your ass. Look around. See what fucking is real in life. You don't fucking... You shouldn't be attracted to somebody because of the clothes they're wearing or because of the tattoo they have on their fucking arm. Why don't you talk to them? See what they have in their soul. See what they have in their fucking brain. And then you wonder why you got three kids and no man taking care of them. Oh, you got a new man, but he ain't the father of your fucking kids, is he? You fucking dumb cunt.
Furious anger.
Yeah, I do. I got the furious anger because I got to live amongst you fucks day and night. And I got to listen to your bullshit on goddamn Facebook.
It's a nightmare. It's the worst thing in the world. I fucking hate it so much. And then so in my retaliation to this, because I saw it was just every fucking day. It was like this girl, she's bitching at her mom because her mom's like telling her not to get married. And then like 2 weeks later, she's married to a guy that she's been dating for like 3 months. And then and they're messaging each other every fucking day on each other's walls. It's like, you have a phone. You can text him, you can call him, you don't need to put it publicly. Obviously, she's bragging.
Right.
I understand that.
Right.
But, so in my retaliation, I posted this thing. It was, you know, it was passive aggressive, just because I hate Facebook. And I was like, why do couples, and I posted it like right above her.
I saw the post.
Yeah, it was like right above her. She had to see it.
Yeah.
Why do couples have to talk to each other on Facebook?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Why?
Because you're...
We know why.
It doesn't make any sense.
No, it makes perfect sense, because they're insecure, and they hate to be alone.
Ugh.
And they can't stand to be with just themselves, so they have to brag every time they're with somebody. Like, look at me, I'm worth something.
But I'm relatively insecure about certain things, and I don't do that shit.
Well.
I don't need to go parade around every fucking little thing I do.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. I don't take pictures of my fucking food and make everybody look at it. Yeah, you're following me.
Hey.
What's a follower?
Hey.
God damn it.
Taking pictures of food is cool if you did something extra special.
Yeah, if you did
like,
something badass.
Yeah, like if you, you know, I'm serious, because I did that once, so I have to get a little defensive.
I gotcha. No, it's different if you cooked it. It's different if you cooked it.
Yeah.
I'm sick of the fucking people that go to like In-N-Out Burger and they're like, dude, check out this burger.
Yeah, that's fucking
Instagram.
That's
what?
Weak. That's lame.
It's so stupid.
That's lame.
Oh, I went to Chili's this weekend, got their enchilada explosion salad. Chink. What the fuck are you doing?
I hate when people post, I'm tired, I'm going to take a nap.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Why?
Why do I need to know that? Take your fucking nap. When you wake up, maybe you can think of something cool to say.
Yeah.
Like, holy shit, I'm not that fucking interested in your life. God damn it. If I was that interested in your life, I'd move next door to you and buy some fucking binoculars.
I'd ask to be your fucking roommate. Here, let me move in. Then I'll ask you about your nap.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck about
you. Then I'll sneak into your bed while you're taking that nap.
Holy shit. God, this shit gets me so pumped when I talk about it. I get so angry.
I need my own soundboard. I would hit furious anger right now.
Yeah. Furious anger. Oh.
I know. It's not fair. I don't have my own soundboard.
I know.
He doesn't share it. He keeps it on his lap. He should put
the fucking soundboard.
He should put it in the middle of the table so we could both hit it.
You know what? You know what? There you go.
Yeah, you got to teach me how to use it in the next podcast. Next podcast, I can fucking slap away at it.
Well, allow me to retort.
Yeah, I can do that kind of shit.
Yeah, well, you know, that's just like your opinion, man.
See, at least now I can reach it, even though I don't know what any of the buttons are going
to
do.
You'll just have to know before we start. Hit that one harder.
Shut up and sit down, you big bald fuck.
It's hard to smack it hard because then it makes the... Yeah, we'll set it on the floor.
Okay, so I'll just hit it with my toes.
If I had a dick, this is where I'd tell you to suck it.
I love that one.
You gotta love the fucking soundboard.
What were we talking about? Oh, there was another thing that I wanted to say. Oh, you know the fucking posts that people do on Facebook where they say... They get on their Facebook and they type in... oh, God, such a shitty day today. And then you see the post, the next post down, or the comment on it, and it's like, what happened? And then the next post after that is, I'll tell you later. What? Then why'd you fucking post it?
Yeah.
Why'd you say it in the first place? I'm upset. But I don't want to talk about it, except for I just advertised it to everybody I know.
Yeah. I mean, I think everybody vents on Facebook. I do. But I get to the gist of it. I tell you in detail why I'm pissed. In fact, I'll speak at length about it.
Yeah.
There's no questions left in your mind. By the time I'm done ranting, you know exactly why I'm pissed. And you don't have any questions. I agree. It's pretty retarded.
God damn it.
If you're
going to
rant, fucking rant. Be specific. Name names.
Yeah, name names.
Name fucking names.
Tag people.
Yeah. So-and-so is a fucking douche.
Then again.
And then explain why.
I think Facebook fighting is also annoying as fuck. I think Facebook fighting is very annoying. Like, if you're having beef with somebody that's one of your friends, fucking call them.
Right.
Because I don't care.
What if they're not your friend? What if you just fucking hate them? And you just want to vent about them, and you want to talk shit about that person to everyone that fucking knows them, but you hate them so much that you don't want to say it to them because they're worthless sacks of shit. And it doesn't matter how much you fucking hate them, you could get in their face. Like, I have people like that in my life that I vent about where, exactly, he points to the ceiling because he's talking about the drunk fuck Brendan that lives upstairs that I'm going to beat the fuck out of one of these days real soon. Yeah,
Furious anger.
Oh, it's an angry fucking episode, guys. Hope you're enjoying it. But anyway, yeah. So I'll fucking talk shit about that motherfucker to the whole goddamn world. And it ain't nothing I wouldn't say to his face, but he's such a drunken, stupid sack of fucking shit that it doesn't matter what you say to his face. He's just going to look at you like, whatever, man, because he's a fucking total dirtbag. So, you know, he doesn't care that he's a piece of shit. Yeah. I'll fucking tell the world what a piece of shit is. I'll talk in detail about what he did, what he said, how full of shit he is. So maybe the whole world will just gang up and kill this motherfucker one day. You know what I'm saying?
I get that, but I wouldn't do that.
Why?
Because that's not the platform. I don't use Facebook to do that. Mm-hmm. I don't use Facebook to start shit. I don't use Facebook to talk about anybody behind their back. I don't fucking talk. That's not how I do it. If I have beef with somebody, I'm going to fucking tell them. And if it's to the point where I hate them so much that I don't even want to talk to them, then I don't talk to them.
Yeah.
Because I don't give a fuck. If the person's that big of a piece of shit, I mean,
Everyone that knows him feels the same way I do. So every time I fucking talk shit about him on Facebook, everybody that reads it, that knows him, is in agreement with me. And they all fucking back me up.
And that's fine. Yeah, I mean...
You know what I'm saying? I don't do it with everyone. There's only a few select people that I do it to. But all I'm saying is I understand why some people do it sometimes.
Okay. Yeah, and I mean, I even understand why, like, you would do something like that. I just wouldn't do that.
Hey, rock on.
There's just no way.
Rock on.
Because the only thing I use Facebook for is to make people laugh. I post funny shit, and I post things that I found on the internet that I find funny. That's it. That's all I do.
But every now and then I will rant. And I will nail you to a fucking cross in public. I will fucking do it if you fucking deserve it. But come on, how often have you seen me do that?
Almost never.
Yeah, it's very few and far between. There's a few select people in my life that I hate, that everyone else also fucking hates. And yeah, if they piss me off, because I fucking live with them, they piss me off, I'll vent a little bit. And everyone out there knows this cocksucker, fucking hates them, just like I do. And it goes over good. You know, I'm not saying that's what everyone does. I think most people,
right?
You know, the reason you brought this up, it is kind of pointless.
Mm-hmm. Most of it is just me. Most of it is just like, pay attention to me.
Right.
And what I was going to say is, like, in the event where I knew that this dude had raped a girl or something like that, I would go on Facebook and I'd be like, don't date that guy because he raped a girl. I would do that for sure. For sure.
And you should.
Right.
Fuck yeah.
Responsibly. I mean,
right. But you don't do it just to rant or get attention.
Yeah, no. I hate the me shit. I hate that stuff so fucking much. Because it's like, I'm a human. I can figure out my own problems. I have the brain capacity to work through my shit. And if I don't, then I don't want to tell everybody I know. I want to tell a select few people that I fucking trust what my shit is. That's how I view it. Because I can't fucking do that. I can't just... And I don't even... I have like 100 Facebook friends... I think probably less than that, actually.
Yeah, I have like 90-something.
Yeah.
Because and I actually know all of them.
Right.
And I grew up with all of them. They've all spent significant time in my personal company.
Right.
For years. Like, yeah, I have 96 friends on Facebook and I know all of them well.
Right.
They call me. I talk to them on the phone. Right. And all of them.
Exactly. And I probably have about 30 that I talk to regularly. And then the rest are just social expectations.
Yeah. I mean, some of them are just old friends. You know, I don't talk to them on the phone anymore. But, you know, there was like, you know, 10 years of my life we hung out all the time.
Right.
You know, high school people and shit.
Gotcha.
That find you after all these years and they got 2.5 kids and they're fat and they're married. 2.5. And they want to know how you've been. Well, 0.5 is like one in the oven.
Right. That's what I figured.
Yeah.
I just thought it was funny that you used a decimal point. but let's move on for the last 20 minutes.
All right. Down to 20 minutes. We got a fucking hockey game to go to.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
It actually starts in 5 minutes.
I know. I say we do a short episode.
Yeah, we can bounce. I kind of want to talk about this story, though. I want to see what you think about this.
All right.
So China just developed a new copper nanotube.
Okay.
And and they picked the most inconvenient name for it in the world. Can you guess what it is based on copper nanotube?
It's called the copper nanotube?
Well, it's the most broad spectrum. Oh, you're making a joke about copper nanotube. No, it's an abbreviation. Like USA.
CNT?
Yeah.
They call it a CNT?
Well, they actually call it a cunt.
Oh, my God. What's the U?
I'm about to find out. The structural, energetic, and electronic properties of chiral something single wall copper nanotubes, otherwise known as cunts, have been investigated by using projector augmented wave method. It's a bunch of science shit, but they ended up calling it a cunt. And I just wanted to talk about that real quick. I don't know what else we're going to say about it. I just think it's really funny that China accidentally named something a cunt.
Is that even a bad word in China? That's like an English bad word.
Right.
Right.
Cunt in Chinese is like, hey, bang, bang, kow, wow.
I don't know, man. China is kind of a cunt.
Yeah.
As far as I'm concerned, fuck China. I bought something from China. They sent me the wrong fucking product. It would cost me more to return it to get the right fucking thing.
You got
fuck
lead China. Poisoning.
Fuck China. No, yeah. Fuck China. I'm never doing business with fucking China again.
They're horrible.
They are. They're fucking horrible. You're an idiot if you buy something out of China on the internet. Because, yeah. You know, what happens when they send you the wrong shit? You're fucked.
Right.
It's going to cost you more than the thing was worth to ship it back to China.
To get
because
a refund.
They don't know how to read goddamn English and their translator software doesn't fucking work right. Fuck China. I hope China does invade us because I want to kill some goddamn fucking Chinese. I do. I'm fucking pissed, man. I dropped $25 on this piece for my vinyl cutter. They sent me the wrong goddamn thing, and now I'm stuck with it because it's going to cost me more to ship it back to them.
Where'd you buy it from, Alibaba?
No, it was like the manufacturer of my cutter.
Oh, really?
I went to their fucking website, tried to get a replacement part. They sent me the wrong goddamn part.
Now you gotta
buy
American.
When I ordered it on their website.
Yeah, you gotta buy American. Gotta.
Fucking sucks, dude. Yeah. Don't buy fucking China. They don't give a fuck. They're on the other side of the ocean. What are you gonna do about it? You're fucked. They got your money. Fuck you. That's their attitude.
Right. You made the mistake of purchasing the wrong.
I made the mistake.
Mm-hmm.
Of buying from China.
Mm-hmm.
Those fucking assholes. I'm serious. Fuck China.
No,
let's go to war.
I know you're serious.
Let's fucking go to war with China and wipe them off the goddamn face of the earth. Fucking weirdos.
With their fucking...
They're fucking
Confucianism.
Weird. They're goddamn fucking weird people.
And they're like one kid policy.
Ugh.
Fucking weirdos.
And they're strict anti-fucking woman... policy, the way they treat their fucking women.
And their post-communism fucking industrial destruction.
They're the fucking psychos of the goddamn planet. I hope we do go to war with China. I hope they fucking come and look for their fucking money that they loaned us. And we can just crush them. All the fucking gangs, the Bloods, the Crips, the Hillbillies, everyone will band together as one nation. And we'll crush these motherfucking slopes.
Crips and Bloods will fight alongside...
That's right.
Come
against
here,
the
Tyrone.
Common enemy. That's right.
Get in the foxhole with me. We gotta shoot the Chinese.
You know, you're sounding kind of racist.
Huh?
Why do they gotta talk like that?
What are you talking about? I'm sounding fucking racist?
Yeah.
Listen to yourself. You're saying you want to kill every fucking Chinese person because they're weird.
Yeah.
That's not racist?
No.
Oh, okay.
Not at all. It's not racist if it's true.
Oh, okay. So as long as it's true. But isn't it true that some black people are named Tyrone?
It is, but like when you imitate a black person talking, it's kind of racist how you change your voice.
Oh, for the love of God. That's not racist.
They don't all talk like that.
So what?
What if I'm black?
You're not.
I talk like this. I'm just saying, you know, like it's, it seems like there's
a... Will you be for real right now? Because I can't fucking tell. I can't fucking tell if you're being for real.
I'm just saying, man. Every time, you know, I see a white person imitate a black person, they change their voice to sound a certain way. And it just, lately, when I hear it, it just comes off a little racist to me. I'm just pointing it out.
Listen, you were the one that were saying that Bloods and Crips were going to fucking
get together.
They're
going to unite to fight the goddamn Slopes.
Oh, okay. No, that's not racist at all.
No.
Yeah, okay. I gotcha.
Not at all.
Yeah, no.
Fuck those Chinese. God. I don't give a fuck if it is racist. They fucking suck. They disgust me.
I'm
as
so
a race.
I'm so fucking racist.
As a fucking
racist.
Country. They're fucking disgusting to me. Fuck them. Let them come over here and try to take my land. But see what fucking happens.
What if I tried to imitate a Chinese person? Would that be racist?
No.
If I went like, wonton chicken.
No, that would be comic genius. I would support it 100%. But my black brothers and sisters, yeah, they deserve it. Yeah, fucking A. Let's go hit the barbecue together. Fuck those Chinese.
You know what's weird? You didn't complain when I did the impersonation of Dr. Dre.
I didn't.
Yo, man.
Well, no, that was like one of the first. No, but you didn't come off like the stereotypical... kind of racist.
To me, you sounded like white trash.
You just sounded like a fucking dude with a deep voice when you did Dr. Dre. Yeah.
Let's go get some fucking... That doesn't sound racist at all.
A little bit. A little bit.
How is it racist if I'm doing an impersonation of somebody?
But if he really talks like that, then it's not. It's just an impersonation.
What does that matter? If it sounds like him or not? I mean, okay, if I were saying this is how black people sound,
all right,
that is racist.
I get what you're saying.
But if I'm just fucking, if I'm just doing a stereotypical voice, I'm just doing the stereotypical voice. Like with the Chinese thing, no Chinese person sounds wonton chicken.
Oh, fuck yeah, they do. They fucking do. Like silverware falling down the goddamn stairs. None of that shit makes any goddamn sense. Have you seen their fucking alphabet? A bunch of goddamn squiggles. Fucking Chinese.
I love how racist you are against Chinese people. I love how much you hate Chinese people. It makes me very happy. I didn't even know. But yeah, I mean, it's not a fucking... It's not racist. It's not homophobic if I do a gay voice. Hello? No. That's not homophobic. That's just me doing a gay voice.
Yeah. Fair enough.
It'd be bad if I was like, stick dicks in my ass and want to rape everybody. That's how a gay person sounds. No, that's not okay. But me just going, I got a sparkler in my ass. That's not homophobic. I've decided. It's not. It's not homophobic. It's a joke.
Word. Yeah, it's cool.
Because everybody else gets to do that with white people. Everybody else gets to go,
hello, sir. I like mayonnaise and I like to go to the store.
Oh, I'm a white guy.
Yeah, I pay my taxes on time and
yeah,
blah, blah, blah.
I've seen a lot of black stand-up comics make fun of white guys and they all talk the same.
Yeah.
Anytime a black comedian is making fun of a white guy, pretending to be a white guy, they all fall into this stereotypical white guy way of speaking.
Right. And they probably know that that's not how all white people sound. Actually, right. I know they know that that's not how all white people sound.
But they can get away with that because whites were never slaves. Except for now, or Egypt, or like any other time throughout fucking history. I mean, I think everyone has had their time with being a fucking slave.
Yeah.
And right now there's white slave trade going around the fucking country. Nobody wants to buy a little black kid. They all want to buy little white kids. You know, seriously, the white slave trade? They don't call it the black slave trade. They call it the white slave trade because that's what's being traded. So, I'm just saying. We've all been slaves. We've all been fucking slaves at one time or another, so fucking get over it.
Well, in the way
and
that
let's
I see
be one
too.
Nation. Not you. I'm talking to the people at home.
Oh, no, I know that. I know.
Yeah, let's get over this shit. We've all fucking been slaves. We're all slaves right fucking now to the almighty banker. Black, white, Chinese, Mexican, Native American. It doesn't matter what the fuck you are. We're all goddamn slaves to the fucking bankers right now. So let's get over this shit. Unless you're Chinese, get the fuck out of my country.
Of course they want racism to be a hot button nation in this fucking country. It keeps us distracted. The quicker we get over that shit is the quicker that we can get at the real fucking root of the issue.
Mm-hmm.
Which is people fucking over other people for a dollar. For a bottom line. That's the problem. And so for me to make a fucking joke... is and that gets more focused than somebody stealing $1 million and fucking a family out of a house.
Right.
It's insane to me.
Yeah. Word. And that's why we went down this route.
Yeah.
So we could actually discuss this.
Right. Yeah. It was all planned.
Well, no. It was planned by the universe.
I was kidding. But yeah.
But it was planned.
Right.
Yeah. Before we were born. I'm serious.
I know you think that. I know you think that. And I completely support you in thinking that. But it's just not how I think. And I think
the moral of the story, the whole goddamn thing is fuck the Chinese. That's the whole point of this whole conversation is fuck the Chinese, throw them out of this goddamn country. I'll fucking hang out with a Mexican family before I'll hang out with a goddamn Chinese family any fucking day of the week.
Mm-hmm.
You're throwing the wrong people out of our country, goddamn it. It's the fucking chinks. They gotta go. I am joking.
Oh, no, you are.
This whole time I'm joking. All right?
That's why I'm laughing.
Yeah, I know.
It's just so brutal.
To the people back, to the people at home listening to this, I am joking the whole fucking time. I'm not serious. I got nothing against the Chinese. I do have something against China, their government. Mm. But the people, I don't have any problem
with. Yeah, I have no animosity towards anybody on the world except for oppressive people.
Yeah, the ruling
elite. And
so
if you're oppressive, it doesn't matter if you're an oppressive black or an oppressive white or an oppressive Native American or an oppressive Chinese person. I don't like you because you're oppressive.
Yeah, I mean, you want to talk about slavery. The Chinese people in China, they're all slaves to their government. I mean, the epitome of slaves. You know what I mean? So
work for nothing.
Yeah, and they're hardworking, fucking good people. And,
yeah.
You know, but their government's really kind of fucked up. But then all the governments of the world are fucked up. Name one good government besides Switzerland.
Hmm.
I think it's probably the only decent government. And who knows? I'm not Swiss. I haven't lived there.
Yeah. You just assume.
Well, they seem to be doing well. Yeah, they don't get in any fights and shit.
The only reason why they don't fight is because they hold everybody in money.
Yeah, they're rolling in dough.
No,
they're
we're happy. Every single wealthy person in every single nation has a bank account in Switzerland. So, of course, nobody's going to fight there.
Right. That's where all the money is.
They'd be losing their money.
Right. Right. All the people that start the wars, that's where they keep their money.
Exactly.
Right.
That's why nobody fights
Australia.
In Switzerland.
Did you ever notice how Australia is never in a world war?
They were in World War II, but they weren't a heavy influence.
That's where they all live. They're all fucking in Australia, all the ruling elite
living in.
And that's why
towers.
Yeah, that's why America, Russia, China, the Middle East, France, Canada, they all get involved in these world wars, but never Australia. It's because those are the cocksuckers that are starting it all. And like I'm not joking.
I like
I'm
Australian
serious.
People.
Do you?
Yeah. Mm. I don't think Australian people are the ones starting the wars. Mm. It's foreign diplomats and corporations that start wars. They might have a summer home in Australia. What the fuck are you talking about? Australians are the ones starting the wars.
They are.
They're too busy fighting emus. Did you hear that?
That's why they're never involved in anything.
They fought in World War II.
Okay.
They did. Yeah. They did. They actually did fight in the Pacific Theater during World War II.
Okay. What'd they do?
They were helping the United States and Britain during our occupation of Japan.
Hmm. I'll have to look into that. I don't think they did.
I promise you they did. I promise.
Well, maybe
but I mean,
maybe
look it up.
Maybe
for sure.
Maybe they did a little something, but for me, for the most part.
I don't know where this conspiracy is coming from. This is one of the stranger ones that you've talked about.
Look it up. You at home. Just do a little research.
That Australians
weird.
Are the ones starting wars?
That's where all the ruling elite really fucking live. Is in Australia, and that's why they never get bombed, they never get a fucking terrorist attack, they never fucking do anything.
Okay.
They just kind of hang out in the back of the room in the dark, and they get everyone else to be their bad guy. I'm telling you, the ruling fucking elite, the fucking goddamn reptilians that run this fucking planet, they're all hiding out in Australia.
See, and to me, that's different than saying they are Australian. Because I don't think Australian people are lizards or the ruling elite. Like, I don't... Because Australian people are like... They were just prisoners. They were like they're the closest thing to Americans, other than Americans. They were just the prison population of Britain, and they wanted to move them somewhere else. So Britain cleared out its prisons and took them to Australia. That's why Australians and the United States typically get along, because we kind of came from the same cloth.
Yeah. Try to ship something to Australia. Try to own a business and ship them something to Australia. Fuck.
They're like the closest thing to Antarctica. It's like shipping to Antarctica.
No, they don't want your shit in their country.
Yeah.
Yeah. They don't try to move to Australia. Try to get a fucking visa to live in Australia. They're like, fuck you. Fuck you, the world. They're like, fuck you.
That makes sense.
They don't, yeah, they're not very friendly. They're not very globally friendly as a country. They're not. Fuck Australia. I'm serious. I've done business with Australia. It's a fucking nightmare.
Yeah.
Your shit gets hung up at customs. They don't want nothing to do with anybody. They don't want to be a part of the world fucking community at all. Mm-hmm. And the fact that they're not ever involved in any kind of global conflict, you know, hey, it just makes, you know, everyone's in a fight but Australia. Guess who's causing it? Guess where the fucking cocksuckers are hanging out? Or Switzerland. Yeah, okay. You know, they like to bounce around the planet a little bit. They don't want to just have one house. They got to have two, right?
Right.
One in Switzerland, one in fucking Australia.
Okay. That's interesting that they would want a house in Australia, which is like the most dangerous fucking country in terms of animals.
Not if you got money. They live in their little gated communities. There ain't no fucking animals where they live.
There are some fucking spiders that live in like Sydney that are
they
so
eat
poor.
Them. They're lizards.
Oh, yeah, that's
they
true.
They eat the spiders. They eat the wildlife. They got scales. They're fine. They're the biggest, most voracious predators on our fucking planet. Yeah. These goddamn fucking two-legged reptilian cocksuckers. Like the Queen of fucking England. Yeah, you heard me, you fucking whore. Me and David Icke, we fucking know. We know what you are, cunt. Goddamn fucking lizard. You're going to get yours. All right, let's go watch a hockey game.
Yeah, let's...
Fuck you, fucker. See you later.
Furious anger!